We want to welcome our listeners to Seeds of Wisdom News Hounds News Podcast, where you hear nothing but verifiable truth coming from news in print from around the world. If you read these news articles on our Telegram channel or listen here to the daily podcast, you will likely be more informed than 99% of the rest of the world concerning the economic changeover. The world as we know it is going through an economic transformation. The banking and monetary systems are implementing digital ledger technology through ISO 222 compliant blockchains. These blockchains are being used even now to move money from bank to bank, country to country, and even person to person. And we want to remind you that this podcast is exclusive presentation of seedsofwisdomteam.com. And we want to invite you to go to our website where you can find a lot of information concerning everything RV related, currency related, and crypto related, as well as many other subjects that you can find in over 50 Telegram rooms that Seeds of Wisdom produces and manages every day. So let's get right into the articles today. Our articles are going to be focused mostly on XRP and Ripple, but before we get into the first one, I want to mention that the MiCA regulations will become law on June the 30th, which is this Sunday, and this has to do with stablecoin regulations. This is from the European Banking Authority. This was covered earlier this week, but I did want to mention it once again because stablecoins are in the news. We'll be talking about the Ripple new stablecoin as well. Another item that's been in the news this week, it's quite a hot topic, is the Japanese yen is falling against the U.S. dollar, and it's falling hard. Another thing is the IVS announcement, and that is the January 2025 date for currency valuation adjustments worldwide. Another item is Operation Sandman. Some of you may know about that. We'll cover that in more detail on another podcast. And then Tether's USDT uncertainty. This is a stable coin put out by Tether, and we're watching to see what happens with this after June the 30th. Now, the first article that we want to get into today is about XRP. The question is asked, what is it? Have you heard of cryptocurrency? Have you heard of Bitcoin? If so, you've probably heard of XRP. Simply stated, for the beginner, XRP is a utility coin that moves things of value. In other words, from point A to point B, it will move something of value from point A to point B in about 3 to 5 seconds. XRP is a liquidity coin. In other words, it moves real assets. And it was designed in 2012 to offer an alternative to Bitcoin. Many don't realize that XRP has been around for over 12 years. Presently, XRP is not trading based on its utility value. This should change after the lawsuit with the SEC is settled, most of which has already been settled. And also, we look for XRP to be classified as a commodity, which will allow it to move anything of value. If it's moving gold, it will move the value of that gold, etc. The current price of XRP is approximately 47 cents per coin, and it can be purchased rather easily using a crypto wallet such as Uphold or Exodus. And I want to make a plug for our Start Here Telegram room. It's called Start Here, and one of our administrators, Pamela, is over that room, and she does a great job of helping people learn about crypto wallets and how to get involved with purchasing crypto for the very first time. The next article says, is XRP tied to the price of gold? And that's a question. Is XRP tied to the price of gold? There are many debates that ensue throughout the crypto and RV communities. One is concerning XRP, XLM, XDC, etc. A common theory is that XRP is backed by gold or tied to the price of gold, and XLM is also tied or backed by silver, etc. Now, I want to I want to review the current purchase prices for these ISO coins as of today. XRP at 47 cents, XLM at 9 cents, and XDC at 0.29 cents, so just a little under 3 cents. Obviously, these tokens are not tied to the current price per ounce of gold or silver or any commodity. And so we ask the question, will they be in the future? Well, this is a great topic for debate. The next article says XRP Ledger, the blockchain built for business. Now, you might wonder, what's the difference between XRP and XRP Ledger? Well, XRP, of course, is the native, it's called a native cryptocurrency or a native token, but it has to have something to run on, some rails to run on, and it has to have a ledger or a blockchain. So that's what the XRPL or XRP Ledger is. It's the blockchain that XRP runs on. So this article states the XRP Ledger is a decentralized public blockchain led by a global community of businesses and developers looking to solve problems and create value. XRP Ledger is the blockchain that XRP runs on, and it's had over 12 years of error-free functioning. Now, you can find a lot of information that we reference from xrpl.org, and this is their main website. We'll be referencing more of this in the future because it's a great learning tool. The last thing we want to cover today is that Ripple RLUSD is the stablecoin that Ripple unveiled recently. I think the article came out June the 12th, and we expect RLUSD to come out soon on the market at 1-to-1 with the US dollar. So this is exciting, and we'll be reporting this to you as soon as this comes out. If you're enjoying the NewsHound News, please share these podcasts with a friend. And we want to close today's podcast with a short verse from Psalm 117. And just in case you didn't know, Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter in the Bible. It says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Thank you for listening today. We will see you tomorrow.